from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also send us your questions and answers this hour via the World Wide Web. Our email address is anything@kera.org. A couple to start us off this week. First from Shelley in Dallas. Shelley writes, Shelley in Oak Lawn. Besides the John Neely Ryan Cabin and Old City Park structures that are not occupied or in use, although they are in use, I guess, but Shelley wants to know, what's the oldest standing structure in Dallas that is still actually lived in or in use? Ty in Dallas wants to know, how do I go about getting a job in voice work? Ty writes, I'd really like to do voiceovers or commercials or television. How do you get the auditions? Do you have to audition in person? How do you find out about upcoming auditions? This is the second question we've had in a few weeks on, voiceover work. Maybe someone can call us and give us some tips on starting out in that field. Tricia in Plano writes, do you get any of the benefits of bleach when you use non-chlorine bleach? Does it really add any benefit over regular laundry soap? And let's see, Chris in Azle writes, I'm looking for an organization to donate my women's business suits to. I know there are programs in other major cities like Dress for Success and Close the Deal that help empower women seeking work by helping them dress for interviews for jobs and getting them working wardrobes. Is there any such organization in the Fort Worth area that addresses such a need, and where can I find or reach them? Chris says, I have thought about just giving my suits to Goodwill or Salvation Army, but then they just go to a resale shop. And she writes, I'd really like to help someone who is trying to change their life by getting a job. So we'll see if we get some answers for that. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Andre and Murphy says, in all seriousness, wants to know, what should a driver do when he or she strikes a wild animal and it survives the impact? What should be considered, he says, before euthanization? And one more before we go to the phones. Marshall in Arlington asks, why are citizens of the United States called Americans? People from Wales or Welsh, from Afghanistan or Afghans, from Estonia, Estonians, and so on. Marshall says, it seems to me that one could almost more correctly label us as United Statesians. I understand, Marshall writes, that there are some people in the U.S. that refer to themselves as North Americans, but is it simply historical precedent that those of us who live in this country call ourselves Americans? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk first today to Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I wanted to know if on Texas General License plates, do they never use the vowels like I-E-I-O-U?
They use some vowels, but I don't think they use vowels that could be mistaken for numbers. Like I and O, I think we've had a similar question before. Let's ask. We've got the whole hour, so we'll probably get an answer for you today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 800-933-5372. Up next is Sherry in Azle. Hello, Sherry.
Hello. We love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And I heard the lady who actually lives in Azle ask for a place to donate her business suit.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Good Buys over close to TCU on Barry Street.
Mm-hmm.
They work with Women's Haven, and not only do they provide things for their ladies there in the shelter, but they also have a resale shop that benefits the shelter itself, and they have some wonderful clothes. I know many professional women who shop there as well, and that would be a wonderful, wonderful way to donate.
So not only can some of the clothes go directly to people who need them, but the money that's raised by people who buy them goes to the organizations as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, Sherry.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Sue in Springtown. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Jeff. Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Oh, thanks very much.
I have an answer to follow after I get done with the question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, okay, the word Rio, as in Rio Grande, why is it pronounced Rio for Rio Vista? And also, Amarillo. Why is that not pronounced Amarillo?
Amarillo. Yeah, well, we'll ask.
Okay. And also, the person that was talking about, you know, like if you get a wild animal.
Right.
I carry a towel in my car just for that reason, because, one, it calms them down.
So you would wrap the animal up in a towel?
Yeah, yeah. And you won't, you know, it lowers the chances of you getting bitten, too.
Right.
So, yeah. And then I would just take them to a vet.
Well, okay, Sue. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Rolla in Arlington. Hello, Rolla.
Hi.
Hi.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I have an answer for the professional dress for women. There are two programs. One of them is Attitudes for Attires, and this is for women only that are trying to gear into professional development. They give them personal development, encouragement, pep talks, makeovers, and then they shop for business outfits. It's free.
Okay.
And so that would be a good place to donate. And then also there's the Women's Center of Tarrant County, and that's also free for women that are looking for professional dress. And they're both very motivational, encouraging, professional, and so those would be fabulous.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Brian in Rockwall, who writes, "If I'm sitting in a chair on the second floor and the floor is concrete and someone walks across the floor, and I can feel the floor vibrate, does that say anything about the floor's stability?" Let's see. Jan in, I think, Dallas area asks, "When did the term went missing come into the lexicon, and where did it originate? Why can't we just say disappeared?" Let's see. Carolyn wants to know if anyone can suggest a place in the DeSoto area where she could find hinge rings. Hinge rings are the small rubber bands for eyeglasses that keep them from falling off. And let's see, John, John, who says, "I'm stationed in Japan, so don't hear the show live, but prior to Japan, lived in Dallas. Is trying to recall the details of a specific Major League Baseball game, what the teams were, and when it was played. He says, it happened prior to September 2006. It was covered on ESPN and local Dallas news. I think it happened in Texas, he says, either Dallas or Houston. He says, I've searched the internet, but I've had no luck." So, well, you've come to the right place, John. John says, "I remember it was a day game, and a grown man falls on a mom and small boy to catch a foul ball. Instead of giving the ball to the boy, the man keeps it for himself. The TV announcers make comments about it, and the crowd boos. The baseball teams and stadium offer him other gifts in exchange for the ball, but he does not give up the ball. The teams end up giving the boy a ball, a bat, a jersey, and a hat. So that did have a happy ending. But does anyone remember who the teams were and when the game was played and where?" Let's see. From Jeff in Richardson, who says, "I have several battery-powered emergency radios that can tune into the audio portion of VHF TV stations. It's very useful during severe weather power outages when everything goes digital. In February, however, TV stations will no longer be broadcasting this analog audio. Does anyone know of, or is it even possible, to develop a battery-powered radio that can tune in the digital audio broadcast from the TV stations? I wonder if the digital radios that are out might be able to." Someone can call us and answer that. Let's see. Adnan in Dallas wants to know if anyone sells venison during hunting season. If there's a commercial location where you can purchase venison. And let's see. Bill in Dallas says, "Not long before Stevie Ray Vaughan died, he purchased a home in Highland Park, according to the Joe Nick Potosky biography, friend of our, the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know's own, as they say, Joe Nick Potosky." Bill says, "I got the impression from the book that he never moved into that home. Does anyone know what the address was?" 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Robert in Fort Worth. Hello, Robert.
Howdy.
Yes, go right ahead.
All right, I actually have two answers.
Okay.
To the person who wanted to know about women's clothing, mm-hmm. In Fort Worth, I almost exclusively donate any items, actually, to the YWCA downtown.
Uh-huh.
They accept anything for donations, but also they do house women trying to make it in the world, and a lot of the items donated that are women's items do go to them directly.
Okay.
So, second answer is, I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but North Texas is actually kind of a hotbed for voiceover talent. There's a company called Funimation in Keller,
mm-hmm.
and they actually produce a lot of the Japanese cartoons with English voiceover, and a lot of friends from high school and people I know happen to, you know, do work for them. So, and there are a couple other companies in North Richland Hills, you know, in the area that actually take in local talent for voiceover.
Yeah, there's
those are for cartoons.
There's work in the area for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Well, Robert, thanks so much.
All right.
800-933-5372. A couple more answers on clothing donation. Let's see. Ann says Nexus Recovery is a great place to donate ladies' suits and clothing to help get them back on their feet. And they are at nexusrecovery.org. And there's a donate page there. Let's see. Kay in Dallas suggests the Bill Priest campus of El Centro, which takes used clothing donations to give to their students for job interviews and would love to have the used business suits. And then Mark suggests Genesis Women's Shelter in Dallas. Now, originally the question was about Fort Worth, but we can get some of these Dallas suggestions in too, which is at Knight Street at Lemon, serves the battered women community. Many of these women leave their homes, often with their children, during the night. Mark says taking nothing with them, literally escaping the cycle of violence they find themselves in. Genesis helps these brave survivors, he writes, reestablish themselves with a focus on living with independence, providing clothing appropriate for interviews, etc. And let's see, I think we've got one more suggestion from Kristen in Dallas. Hello, Kristen.
Hi. Actually, I'm a parole officer in Dallas, but my answer is for Fort Worth and Dallas as far as the clothing is concerned. Many, many women that come out of prison who are, if you're looking to help somebody change their lives, are trying to get out and they really are trying to do the right thing, get jobs and whatnot, and very rarely do they actually have appropriate clothing. Both the main offices in Dallas and in Fort Worth have clothing closets geared mostly towards the female offenders that are trying to straighten out their lives. And we are always lacking suits and work appropriate attire.
So you just call it
donations, but a lot of times it's jeans and T-shirts, and you know, for a job interview that doesn't work.
So you can just contact the county parole office.
It is state parole.
State parole. Okay.
It's downtown Dallas is on 1010 Cadiz Street,
right.
And in Fort Worth, I know it's downtown, but I don't recall the address off the top of my head. But
sorry, I'm sure they can.
I know it's downtown.
I'm sure they can find it on the internet as well.
Yeah, there is a website for TDCJ, and you can find the parole office via the website. I also had an answer for the why we call ourselves Americans.
Okay.
And for the most part, that is an English language phenomenon. In a lot of other languages, there is another word that will usually indicate being from the United States. The Spanish word is, I think it's estadounidenses.
Right.
Basically, people of the United States. And they also use Norte Americanos, but that is for Americans and a lot of times, sometimes Canadians.
Right.
But it's mostly an English language thing. It's not necessarily an everyday language thing. It's mostly English.
Well, Kristen, thanks so much for your call.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see if we got time to get in one more quick call from Laura in Dallas. Hello, Laura.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I wanted to answer the question on the historic buildings in downtown Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Black Dance Theater has moved into the historic Moreland YMCA building as of last year. And the Moreland YMCA was actually built in 1930 as the first YMCA in the Southwest for African Americans when they were not able to go to any other YMCA.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Right. It's anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us this hour, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org. We'll be right back after a quick break. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA 90.1 in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Lynn in Weatherford. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, you had someone that asked the question, why were there more dead squirrels in the streets in the fall than any other time of the year?
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, there's two reasons for that. One of them is that they're more active putting away food for winter.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is there's a lot more young squirrels who don't have street experience. Mm,
okay. And there's sort of a nut-gathering frenzy
right.
going on as the weather starts to change. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Sure.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Cerise in Dallas. Hello, Cerise.
Hi. I had an answer for the voiceover work question.
Okay.
And I thought I was really interested in doing that, and I took a class put on by Stage, and it was called Voiceover One, and it was very interesting. It goes over the techniques and different things like that, and actually gives you an insight as to the industry and if you really wanted to do it as a full-time gig. So I think you can look online at Stage Dallas, and it will have all the information there, but I thought I'd pass that on.
That's a great suggestion. We'll put a link on today's page for the Anything Show to them.
Okay,
great.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Blake in Dallas. Hello, Blake.
Yeah, hi. This will be my first year to vote. I just turned 21, and I was registered to vote in Florida, but I recently moved to Dallas, and I was wondering if I can still vote, and even though I'm not registered here in Dallas.
You know, I think you can probably vote in Florida if you're still registered in Florida, although I don't know I guess it would just depend on the rules. Can you turn your radio down for me?
Yeah. Sorry.
So we'll see if we get a question, get an answer for you as to whether or not you can, you know, make an absentee vote or somehow like that. But you might also just check with the county elections administrator in your Florida county to find out.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and you know what, Blake? Before everybody calls, you can vote at 18 in the United States. So you meant your first presidential election, perhaps.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's like this will be my first opportunity. So.
Great. All right. Well. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a couple of answers for some questions from last week. We had a question about how to mark a gemstone so that if you had a setting made, you make sure you got the same stone back with your new setting. And Robert says, Dallas is home to our nation's foremost colored gemstone regulatory office, the American Gem Trade Association. They have a web address at agta.org. And let's see, Michelle in Dallas said there are several methods to identify a specific gemstone and trace it back to the owner. A system providing an optical fingerprint of a gemstone whereby a laser beam is focused onto the stone and its optical response is recorded. Another method of identifying the stone is to use X-ray topography to generate a unique fingerprint of the gemstone. Another method is the etching of a number or other indicator onto the surface of the gemstone using a laser. It says it does not detract from quality or brilliance, but can easily be read with a common magnifying tool. You can also put an invisible information mark, Michelle writes, on the facet of a diamond gemstone by applying a plasma resist to the exposed surface of the gemstone. There are ways to do it. I don't know who can provide those services here, but there are ways to do it. And Laura in Frisco answered the question about why it costs so much to travel by train. She says, I once read that unlike with cars, where the local governments pay for the roads, trains, the companies that own them, have to actually build the tracks themselves and I guess keep them up too. She says, I'm sure that adds to the expense where airplanes don't need tracks or roads. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to George in Fort Worth. Hello, George.
Hello. I have an answer for the wild animal injured on the roadside.
Okay.
First of all, no one should approach a wild animal that's been injured on the roadside. The animal's going to see a human as a predator is going to react violently in self-defense and possibly and very likely cause severe personal injury to the human. Even small animals can cause severe bites and scratches. The
right.
proper response is to dial 911, ask for the area game warden. I'm certain that deer are a common thing this time of year, and the game warden will come out and take care of the animal. It's illegal to relocate the animal. To handle the animal in any way is against state law.
No, I was just going to say, and deer are particularly dangerous. People don't realize it, but when you corner a deer, they can be
They're
pretty
powerful animals.
Yeah, they really are.
The other young man called from Florida. He can vote absentee. He should contact the Florida Secretary of State and get an absentee ballot mailed or faxed to him if he wants to do it quickly.
Okay.
And then he can mail it back absentee.
Very good. Thanks so much, George.
Uh-huh. All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Corey McKinney wants to know, what makes a baby an innie or an outie? I assume, Corey says, it has something to do with how the umbilical cord is tied off after delivery, but I'd like a more technical explanation. Corey says, I'm also assuming the method is determined by the midwife or obstetrician, as I've never asked been asked my preference with any of my three children. Let's see. Larry writes, we have an older RCA television set hooked to a standard outside antenna, no cable or satellite. It's always worked great, and the picture's still great. In the last week, though, Channel 4 has no sound. Channel 5 comes in with Spanish audio. Channel 8 has constant weather reports, but all still have a great picture. Channels 11, 13, 21, and 27 work fine. All other high channels have no sound but picture. You know, it might be that you've turned on the SAP feed on your audio. You'll have to go into the menu selection on the TV and just mess around with it a little bit and get it back set on English. That might be the problem. Of course, someone might have a better answer or a more exact answer. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Rem in Fort Worth. Hello, Rem.
Hello. I want to find out anybody, there are any shuttle badminton courts in either Fort Worth or Dallas?
Where you can schedule to go play a game?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll ask and see if we can answer for you.
Sure. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Line open there. Up next on the phone is Marilyn in Box Springs. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
And I would like to know if there's any program that has transportation for senior citizens to take them to the store and back.
In the Box Springs area?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. If you can't get through on the phone, you can email us. And that's what Rob has done in Farmers Branch, who wants to know if a hurricane can cross over the equator. He says, considering that the direction of a hurricane is based on the direction of the rotation of a hurricane, rather, is based on the spin of the Earth, he asks, how has a hurricane ever crossed over the equator? What happened or would happen? Would the rotation ultimately slow to a stop and devolve? I have no idea. Let's see. John in Rockwall writes, I was recently in New Orleans on business and frequently met people who I thought were sounded like they were from New Jersey or the New York City area. Surprised to learn they are actually natives of New Orleans. Most of these people were older, he says, and have lived in southeastern Louisiana for their whole lives. Each disagree with my comparison of their accent with that of New Jersey and New York City. But the more I talk with them, the more similar the accents sounded to me. John says, now I wonder if anyone else has made this observation, and if so, why are accents from two very different and distant locations, why do they sound so similarly? And Andre and Murphy has a question about 9 p.m. on Wednesday, October 22nd. Andre says, we are viewing a Doppler radar sweep that shows expanding rings of rain bands, and asks, how common is this phenomenon and what causes it? Call us, 800-933-5372. Up next is Stephen in Dallas. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I had an answer to the venison issue.
Uh-huh.
And so Twisted Root Burger Company sells seasonally venison burgers, and that's on the east side of 75 on Commerce on the north side.
It's called Twisted Root?
Twisted Root Burger Company.
And I think that's in the Deep Ellum area, right?
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
And, I mean, obviously you can only get a burger at a time or whatever, but they clearly buy it in bulk, so I'm sure they'd be able to point you in the direction of where you could buy it by the pound.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at KERA.org. Oh, and Rich in Dallas has an answer for the baseball game with that foul ball incident. So hopefully John in Japan is listening are listening to the podcast today. Rich says the game was played in Dallas between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Rangers. So maybe that'll help you narrow down and figure out when that was played. Let's see. Rudy and Ulysses wants to know if anyone holds walk-in evening art classes. Rudy says, I'm looking for somewhere in the DFW area where I can regularly pay by session and have a, you know, still life or model set up to do artwork. And let's see, Chris in Rockwall wants to know, why is artificial cinnamon flavoring, for example, like you'd find in Red Hot's candy, why is it hot? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Jeff, who's on the road to Houston. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Great.
Hey, thanks.
My question is this. What are the rules as far as selling stocks at a loss and getting a tax write-off? And can you sell a stock in December, get a tax write-off, and turn around and buy it in January?
Well, we'll ask, and someone hopefully far more qualified than me will attempt to answer it. I would also say, and I usually do when there's anything legal or financial that comes up on the show, you know, you should talk to your broker or a financial advisor you trust who could, or an accountant who could who could give you a professional opinion. But we'll ask and see if anyone can give us an overview.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next is Sally in Dallas. Hello, Sally.
Hi. I'm going to respond to the voiceover question.
Sure.
I can respond to it from an actor's perspective. I'm an actress who does do voiceovers in Dallas.
Okay.
And it's of all of the ways that an actor can utilize their skill, voice acting is considered to be by many the most competitive. So it can be a difficult area to break into, though not impossible. So one of the things about voiceover work is also called voice acting. Is that a lot of times people think that all you need is a wonderful sounding voice, but there's actually a lot of skill that goes into it. And one of the most important skills is the ability to read well cold reading when you don't have a lot of practice ahead of time with the script. So there are a lot of skills that a person can be working on their own before they're actually doing voiceover work.
Okay.
There are places where people can take classes. I think somebody called in and mentioned Stage Gallery, which is wonderful. And I couldn't remember all the questions that he had rolled into the one.
Sure, just, you know, just what's the best way to get started, I guess.
Yeah, so the best way to get started is to, you know, listen to voiceovers on the radio, on television, online, and practice reading and practice being able to communicate nuance and dimensionality with only your voice. That's one of the things. You have to be versatile in that way.
Very good. Thanks, Sally.
So, yeah, you bet. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Up next is Tara in Fort Worth. Hello, Tara.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
Two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, why is it in Texas? I'm from Washington, D.C. Why is it in Texas, a place that has tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that, aren't the homes built with basements? I'm used to being able to go to a basement. I at least expected there to be some sort of shelters. Also, it had something to do with the clay-like ground or something, because there are not very many in-ground pools, or if you want one built, you know, it's expensive or something like that.
Right.
So I've always wondered that.
Well, we've had that. Let me just tell you, we've had that question a number of times, and the answers we've gotten before, you know, range from there's the bedrock is really close to the surface of the ground, so it's really expensive. Also, I think that it's been said that the water table is high. So it's tough to keep it dry. And the third thing is there's lots of space here. You know, there's lots of room in the houses. Typically, there's plenty of space. Instead of building in a crowded sort of suburban or urban environment straight up, you can sort of spread out a little bit. But so those are the answers we've gotten, but maybe someone has a better idea. And then you had another question, too.
Yeah, why isn't there a decent subway here? I thought I'd be able to live in Fort Worth and work in Dallas, but the subway just didn't exist. So
well, there is the TRE, the Trinity Railway Express. Have you tried that?
Subway situation. It's like, you know, they have a schedule in the morning, schedule in the evening. If you know, it's not like continuous.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know what? You know what? You should. It's interesting that you're asking this question because the show that we do the rest of the week on Monday is going to actually cover mass transportation. In the North Texas area. There's a symposium going on today, which is SMU and the Greater Dallas Planning Council are holding a symposium on the electrification of public transport, and essentially they're talking about streetcars at SMU.
Here, though?
Here in North Texas, yeah. And
okay.
And they're talking about the future of public transportation. Actually, probably right now, they're having the symposium over at SMU. And we're going to talk with a couple of the participants on Think on Monday at noon. So tune in, and maybe we can get more answers for you.
Okay.
I know that, you know, DART is expanding, and we've talked a little bit about that on the show. But yeah, for someone who's just moved here from the Northeast, there's not a whole lot of options.
Yeah.
So.
My kids would call me a total noob because I'm just new to your program. I'm usually working, but
okay.
I have to go and I have an appointment today, so that's why I tuned in. And I thought, wow, it's great. Finally, I'll get my questions answered.
Well, we'll see if we can get better answers for you on the tornadoes or basements question as well. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Martin in Dallas. Hello, Martin.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You
I do appreciate it.
Sure.
I enjoy listening to your show. It's always a pleasure to learn knowledge.
Oh,
never
thank
too
you.
Old. On the idea of the RCA TV that has that problem with the Spanish and Channel 4 losing out, I also have two RCA TVs, and it just seems to happen on a whim. There's some electronic wavelength that sends it out and changes it, or if you actually hit something wrong on your controller.
Right.
The best thing to do is just unplug the TV and then wait a few minutes and plug it back in, and it will clear itself.
Okay, very good.
I've had things. Now, also, I'm from New Orleans,
okay.
And the question comes up, why do I sound like a trauma from New York?
Right.
here's the deal, and it's true. When Iberville and Bienville settled the area, they brought in sisters from the Sacred Heart Academy to teach the French, the Spanish, the mulattoes, and everyone else in the Catholic system in school. And with them, most of the sisters were Irish. So with them, they brought the Irish Brogue. The Irish Brogue has basically developed and settled all through time and been carried on by all the people who settled in New Orleans. And that's why they sound like New Yorkers.
Very good.
Only in that area. Now, I have one other answer.
You know what, Martin? I'm going to have to put you on hold, and we'll come back and get your third answer after the break. Okay,
thank you.
Hold on. It's anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. And as promised, Martin, let's get your other answer.
Okay, the third answer is about the stock sale in December.
Uh-huh.
Can you take the loss in the next year? No, the IRS depicts you as a cash customer, and basically when the transaction happens, that's when you have to take the loss in the year that you, calendar year that you do it.
But there's nothing to keep you from selling it and then buying it back in the new year.
No.
Very good.
That's just open stock. I mean,
right.
But also, back to the New Orleans deal, the accent only goes around the Isle of Orleans. The Cajuns still talk. They're, you know, como se va, yes, yeah.
Right, right.
They still have the Cajun dialect. But I have to answer that question all the time because they always think I'm from New York. And I've been living in Dallas now for over 30 years, and I still have the New Orleans brogue. So it's great to have it. I enjoy it, and we'll
great.
Take it from there. Thank
well,
you for
thanks
your
for
help.
Calling. You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Eddie in Fort Worth. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I love your program, and I love to listen to your program all the time.
You bet. Thanks.
Yeah, my question is, what is the meaning of GOP?
The for the Republican Party?
Is it associated with the Republican Party
sure.
or what? Because I hear GOP all the time.
Right.
I don't know what it means.
it's a nickname. It means Grand Old Party.
Grand?
Grand Old Party.
Grand Old Party.
Yeah, they. I believe that's correct. And I will be, I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong. And someone is certainly dialing right now if I am. But yeah, that's a nickname that the Republican Party has for itself. The Grand Old Party.
Ah, all right.
Thanks for calling. Cool.
All right, thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Lots of answers here. Jennifer says, Cedars Art Gallery on Ackard in Dallas has painting classes that meet weekly on Thursday evening. She says there's a $20 fee per person that covers the model. You can find out about it at cedarsartgallery.com. Let's see. Amy recommends the Bonnie Studio in Richardson on Arapahoe Road. They have a website for classes at the Bonnie Studio, B-O-N-N-Y, the Bonnie Studio, all one word, .com. Let's see. Aaron in Dallas, who works for an architecture company, says, referring to the question about the concrete floor vibrating, most concrete floors, Aaron writes, are between 4 and 6 inches thick, depending on the original use of the building and the loads it was or is designed to carry, which means the concrete can be quite thin, but it is, all caps, reinforced quite heavily with steel rebar. Because of the amount of rebar usually used in a concrete floor, it does take on a lot of similar properties of the steel. Concrete floors are usually colder or hotter because of the rebar in them, the metal, and they also sometimes vibrate because the rebar inside has been hit on one end of the building and can carry that vibration to the other end of the building. As unnerving as this sometimes can be, Aaron says, it is perfectly fine and does not necessarily mean that the floor is unstable. Buildings undergo a number of stability checks during the initial construction and during any type of renovation. She says, my boyfriend lives in a renovated industrial building, and it's amazing that you can hear even a chair drag across the concrete floor above. Let's see. Van in Dallas says, in reference to the term gone missing, in Alaska, Van says, when someone has disappeared in the immense landscape, the old locals used to and still do call it gone missing. Let's see. Patty in Dallas says, in answer to the Florida voter now living in Texas, he cannot vote in Texas in the upcoming presidential election if he did not register to vote in Texas on or before October 6th, 2008. She says, basically, at this point, what happens in Florida stays in Florida. So, yeah, I would contact, contact your local county voting agency and or the state of Florida and see about getting an absentee ballot. 800-933-5372. Up next is Cheryl in Dallas. Hello, Cheryl.
Are you
doing fine?
And it's Carol. Sorry, no problem.
Oh, okay. I just read what's on the screen here. So sometimes it's hard to hear you in the other room, and it's their calls come in a million a minute, it seems like.
No problem. I just wanted to make a comment regarding the dialects from New Orleans and in New Jersey. I heard the other gentleman's reply, but I am from Texas and lived in Texas my whole life, and there is a major distinction. So I understand his explanation, but thinking they're both the same, oh my goodness. I can be in a room with both and know exactly who's from New Jersey and who's from New Orleans. They're so different, so different. So, and I think it has more to do with because of Louisiana has more of the, as you stated, the Cajun and the, interest, you know,
sure.
In the end, and where New York is just a whole nother ball game. But I just wanted to make a comment to say, if he thinks they're the same, I would love to see the people that he's met versus the people I've met because they are so different.
Well, the gentleman who emailed said he did, the people he met in New Orleans did take issue person. They all took issue with his characterization of their accent sounding like a New York accent. But
exactly.
Okay.
And thank you. Your show is wonderful. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's talk to Tim in Dallas. Hello, Tim.
Is that Jim?
Jim, yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jeff. I have a question. I'd like to purchase a bond, and I know there's different kinds of bonds, and I'm wondering what the yield is on different types. I'm looking to purchase one for like 15 to 18 years for an up-and-coming child. And
like a savings bond?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just need to know what the best scenario is. Where is the best place to put my money?
Okay. Well. Again, the best advice you can get is from a financial planner or, maybe your bank that you trust. Because we certainly don't want to ask anybody who's a financial professional to make specific suggestions for someone over the radio. But that said, we'll see if we get a sort of a general answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Clarence in Fort Worth. Hello, Clarence.
Yes, Jeff. My question is, and I'm calling from Fort Worth, my neighbor put up a wooden fence here about a year ago, and I noticed squirrels run up and down the fence. And this past January, I went out to my car, and I happened to look down, and I saw that something was leaking, so I thought a hose had busted. Well, anyway, after I opened the hood, there was a squirrel in the car. He had built the nest, and he was just laying there. So then after I looked at the car some more, I saw that he had stripped the wires bare. So my question is, how or what can I use to get rid of the squirrels, or at least keep them from getting underneath my car?
Getting inside your car, sounds like.
The engine compartment.
Sure. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. If not today, since we've just got a few minutes left in the show, tune in next week for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Clarence.
Thank you, sir.
800-933-5372. Up next is Butch in Burleson. Hello, Butch.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
On your accent question from Louisiana, as a native of Abbeville, Louisiana, originally, that's something that always intrigued me. People in New Orleans will take exception.
Oh, yeah.
If you say they, if you say they talk like Yankees, but everybody else in Louisiana thinks they talk like Yankees. Being, or New Yorkers and New Jerseys, being
sure.
a bit of a accent freak, the only thing I discovered or tried to figure out years ago was that Southwest Louisiana has a very French-Cajun influence, as that's what the majority of the settlers were.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans itself was just a conglomerate. You had the Spanish, you had the French, and you had the English.
Yeah, it was a cosmopolitan city.
Yes, very cosmopolitan. The theory that I've heard that's closest to being sounds good is that this amalgam of all these different people, especially the Spanish accent, changed the accent of the people in New Orleans. But the rest of Louisiana definitely feels they do speak differently.
Sure. Okay. Well, thanks so much.
You bet.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. A couple of answers I want to make sure we get to this week. Let's see, from Jeff, in answer to the question about, a wild animal, and any wild animal removal or situation, Jeff suggests DFW Wildlife. DFWWildlife.org. I think we've mentioned them before on the show, and they do have that website, and they apparently respond to all the situations. Let's see. This is a question from Matt. We'll see if we can get an answer maybe next week. Matt in Dallas says, I recently read that due to rising CO2 levels from burning fossil fuels and due to vast deforestation of the rainforest, that the global oxygen level has decreased from 20% to 10% or lower, depending on the area. He asks, is this true? And if so, do cities post daily oxygen levels as they do with pollen, ozone, et cetera? So email us with that answer, anything at KERA.org. Let's see. In regards to the letters on license plates, Adam in Dallas says, I've seen every letter on license plates in Texas except for I and O. For visual reasons, I would say they are eliminated because they are easily confused with the digits 1 and 0. Mathematically, it makes sense, Adam says, to eliminate the letter rather than the digits because it allows for more combinations. For example, with three letters and three digits, he has a multiplication table here, 10 by 10 by 10 by 24 by 24 by 24 letters and numbers. About 13.8 million combinations are possible. But if you have, let's see, 8 numbers and 26 letters, only about 9 million combinations. He says, so including ones and zeros rather than I's and O's allows 53% more license plate combinations. It should be noted that other states do use I's and O's. He says, I guess they're not worried about mixing up the characters. Let's see. Catherine in Dallas says, in regards to the stock sale question, she says, you can sell something at the end of the year, take the loss, and then buy it back at the beginning of the year as long as you wait 30 days. If it's within 30 days, it will be declared a wash sale, and you can't deduct the loss. And let's see, one more answer here from Stacy about historical Dallas structures. Stacy says, the oldest structure still in use is the Ahab Bowen home at 2416 Bowl Street in Uptown. She says, I used to work there. It's a vintage clothing store. It's been there for over 30 years, but it's a historically registered home from 1876 with official marker sign out front. Ahab Bowen was a farmer and built the home after the Civil War. The home used to be surrounded by vast farmland,
Some of the other antique homes in Uptown were built by members of the Bowen clan, but they are not as old as the structure where Ahab Bowen Vintage still stands. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Catherine in Carrollton. Hello, Catherine.
Actually, it's Kathleen. I was going to respond to the individual who said that they thought that there was a similarity between an accent from Louisiana and one from New Jersey. And I think it's absolutely true. And the woman that explained it was actually, she said that it's the Acadian influence, but I could not, I mean, I've taught ESL for 7 years. I'm very good at identifying accents. And she said like she had come from New Jersey, and except she maybe had a couple of cocktails, but her accent was, it tripped me up. It was the first time I've ever been absolutely wrong about someone's home place. And so I think that there is a very strong similarity between the Acadian or maybe the French Louisiana accent and a New Jersey accent.
Well, I'm sure this will carry on into next week, perhaps. Maybe we can – maybe a linguist will
– It's a little bit more stylized, if you will. It's sort of like, you know, maybe the Italian influence in South America. You can hear it in the way it adds a – I mean, there's definite difference. The Louisiana accent is more stylized, but it sounds like a New Jersey accent.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Doris in Irving. Hello, Doris.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon.
Yes,
I thoroughly enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question. I have lived in Alexandria, Virginia, and I have attended the high school adult education classes, and I have lived 17 years also in Florida, and the same thing there. The high schools that are close by to my house, I was able to attend adult education classes. And here, they don't have them. I'm wondering why they don't have classes in the high schools here.
So were they like evening classes?
Yes, yes. I even took my GED in Alexandria,
right
at the T.C. Williams School there. So,
and after that, when you said you lived in Florida, after that, was it sort of a continuing education environment?
Yeah, I went on. I took a nurse assistant class, and and took medical terminology classes. There's all kinds of things going on. From language, I know you have the community college here, Lake something nearby where we're living in. We're in Valley Ranch, and I'm wondering why I'm now 77 years old, and I don't want to drive that far. I don't drive at night, but we have a high school here in Valley Ranch. I don't know the name.
Well, Doris, we're out of time today.
I know,
but I tell you what, if you'll tune in next week, we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Of course, I just wait for your program.
Great. Thank you so much. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by yours truly. Jeannie McScorwin's aboard. Thank you, Jeannie. Fiona Norton back today answering phones. Thank you, Fiona. Brandilyn Barnett is our assistant producer. Thank you so much, Brandilyn. And we get assistance also from our intern, Emily Cox. Thank you very much, Emily. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org. You can sign up for the free weekly podcast. Send your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to us at anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.